Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. It's good to see you. The Christmas season is upon us, isn't it? Is everybody ready? Almost. No. Okay. All right. It's good to see all of you. Thanks for bringing the spirit of worship. And I can already see some Christmas smiles on some folks. Of course, we got the decorations to remind us that this is a special time of the year as we celebrate the birth of Christ Jesus, our Lord. And it's good to have everybody this morning. And before we begin with the ceremony, we want to look at a few announcements. By the way, we had a good group this morning at prayer breakfast. Was there 40 or 41? How many?
I think it was 40, Joseph.
40.
Best number we had in a long time.
Yeah.
If they showed up early in the morning and cooked that food for us, we appreciate everybody who does that.
Did an outstanding job. It was like the fish and the bread. The more the people to eat, the more was there. So we didn't run out. The Lord, He blessed us there. So thank you for that, men. And how many churches? We have 11 churches represented? 13 churches in the community represented. So it's been a good way to bring our churches together in one accord for a purpose together to glorify
always
God.
Use more.
Always use more, that's right. Okay, you see the ladies' quilt project on Mondays 9 to 12. This is to support the veterans. Bible study on December the 7th, 10 o'clock on that Thursday. Coming up the 9th, Bill Graham Memorial Whole Hog Cook-Off, barbecue sandwich and barbecue by the pound. Anybody want to say anything about that? All right. I didn't say the price, man. Yeah. That's mighty cheap for good barbecue now. So go get it. If you can't eat it, put it in your freezer. You can make some nice soup with that when it gets really cold, you know. All right. Children's program, Christmas program next Sunday, the 10th, 11 a.m. And we're going to Christmas caroling. Be here at the church at 2 o'clock. To load up to go caroling, and the goal is to be done and be over to Two Dogs by 5 or 5:30, and let us have as many as we can to go, and as we go into community and carol. You see, poinsettia money to Selena. She needs that by the 13th. Is that right? Okay. So the luminary service, December the 15th, that'll be Friday at 5 p.m. And you can see Joella to purchase a luminary for $10 in memory or in honor of someone. Very meaningful service and a time for a community to come together to remember those that have gone on. December the 18th at 7, Ladies Auxiliary Party. 7 p.m. on the 18th on Monday evening. December 19th, Tuesday, deacons will meet. And then the 24th of December, 6 p.m., the Christmas program. And you see the note listed about if you need the facilities here, fellowship hall, sanctuary, Sunday school, whatever, get with Dawn on that. She keeps the bookings on that. We don't need to schedule something that might conflict. Are there any other announcements? All right.
Anybody who's going to be in the Christmas play or wants to be in the Christmas play, we are practicing Thursday night in here at 7 o'clock. It is late at night, but anyways, we can do it. If you haven't practiced with us yet, come on. You can be in the Christmas play. So just 7 o'clock Thursday night, come out and practice with us, and we will.
All right, come out Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Christmas play. Is there an age restriction?
No, sir.
All right, that's even better. Okie doke. Any others? All right, so let's begin worship and take a time to pray. Lord, it's a glorious day to be here in your presence with your people. And we pray the things that we do today will magnify Christ and reflect your goodness, your mercy, and your grace in our lives. Help us as we worship to worship from our hearts, to connect with you, connect with your Holy Spirit that gives us life, health, and strength. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's all turn in our hymnals to 249. We're going to stand and sing all three verses of O Come, All You Faithful.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly an angel of the Lord stood before them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will to be all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Stand for the reading of the call to worship, please. Hold on. Come on.
Today is the first Sunday in Advent, and every year we light candles as we prepare for the coming of Christ. More and more candles, more and more light, as we watch and wait for Jesus, the light of the world. God of promise, come into our darkness. Renew your hope in us, for you alone bring life out of death. Receive God's promise of hope from Psalm 33. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Today we are lighting the candle of hope.
Let's read together. Today we come to prepare for the birthday of a king.
Today we make ready our welcome for God's only Son, Jesus of Nazareth.
As we renew this special and holy season of Advent, the season of going toward new hope and eternal life through the birth of Christ.
Let us free our minds and open our hearts to the coming.
Let us also honor his birth by adorning our church for the coming of our King.
Let our songs and symbols represent our personal rededication to God and the manifestation of his love through his Son, Jesus Christ.
For God so loved the world that he gave his own Son,
that everyone
who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. You may be seated.
Every year, four Sundays before Christmas, we come together as a church to decorate our place of worship. It's not a show or a performance to impress. We come together as a family to celebrate the coming of Jesus. We hope that you will join in as we joyfully decorate his house of worship, as we sing hymns and carol and hear words of praise and worship. We hope you join in and enjoy seeing our place of worship transform. Our ornaments are special in many ways. Every ornament has a meaning related to Jesus and his life, but our ornaments are also special because many that have long gone made some of them. Our church is a family church, meaning we are all family. We hope you feel welcome and the love as we worship here today.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. For Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Let's all remain seated. We're going to first sing the carols that are in the listed in your bulletin. After that, we are going to sing all three verses of 277, followed by the Mark verses of 278.
Jesus.
Stand with us, please, and let's read the Litany of Praise. What is the meaning of the Christmas celebration for which we prepare our sanctuary and ourselves?
It is our joyful celebration of God's coming into the world to love us, to teach us, to die for us, to rise above us, to live in us.
So let us raise our voices in adoration of Christ, the bread of life.
For by his coming, we are fed and filled with abundant manna.
So let us lift our hearts in praise of Christ, the living water.
For by his coming, our sins are washed away, and our deepest thirst is quenched.
So let us rejoice and be glad in Christ, the light of the world.
For by his coming, our darkness is scattered, and our faces shine in the brightness of salvation.
So let us kneel in worship to Christ, our Messiah.
For by his coming, we have been anointed with the Holy Spirit, who comforts and keeps us now and always. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Remain standing. We worship as we give.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity to be in your house again today, Lord. We thank you for this season. We thank you for your Son that died on the cross for us to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Now that we return a portion of the blessing that you've given us, we ask that you use it for thy service and for thy house. For it's in your most heavenly, precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Stand for the doxology.
We're going to turn to 270 in our hymnal. We're going to sing the marked verses of Joy to the World. And on the last stanza, remember to turn your candles on and hold them high.
Thank you.
Bringing the spirit of worship and participating in the program today. Remember the listed announcements. Also, the one not listed, Christmas play practice Thursday night at 7 o'clock. No age restriction, all right? Any other or anything to say before we leave? Yes. We're going to say it here. Yep. Anybody else? You're invited to stay and eat with us, everyone. And at this time, we'll bless the meal. And following the blessing of the meal, please remain standing for the playing of the Messiah by our organist. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, you've been good to us, and you've blessed us with everything that we need and so much more. And most of the time, we live our life just simply out of the abundance that you give to us. And certainly we think about Jesus Christ, our Savior that was born into the world, and we celebrate that this season, but yet it's really an everyday celebration. Christ coming and giving himself, showing us what abundant life is really about. And we thank you for Jesus and for one another and the love that you give us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless this meal as we eat it. And help us to eat with humble hearts, recognizing that all the good things, the meaningful things, come from you, our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.